Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Too Much THC with Megan Bethel and Maddie Mayhew. This is episode 35.
Welcome back. I don't know if you can notice anything different if you're watching on YouTube.
Maybe you can see a little.
We actually have a little helper here today.
We got our friend Liam to bring over his beautiful, stunning, gorgeous camera.
And he is producing for us right now, so that is really sick. Thank you so much, Liam.
Everybody comment below. Thanks, Liam.
Yeah, so hopefully the quality, I already know, the quality is going to be way better.
you can see it all.
The camera we had before, I got in grade 6. I paid $30 for that.
Camcorder.
Okay, I'm so excited. So this week we're going to be talking about edible drinks, and we actually have, so we haven't smoked yet. Y'all never see us sober. We are sober right now.
This is the first time we start an episode sober.
But also, like, okay, we started sipping on this as we were setting up. And I won't lie.
We're not sober.
They're not that strong. So, okay, my flavor, this is the Tweed one. And it's Baker Street and ginger. It's supposed to taste like ginger ale. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It tastes similar.
It does taste like ginger ale with weed in it.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking the house plant. Hi, Seth. The grapefruit one. It's sativa. And it's really good if you like sparkling water. Because that's what it tastes like with a hint of weed.
I do not like sparkling water, so I did not enjoy it. Well, but I didn't really taste the weed in yours. I just tasted
It's definitely less nothing. Strong than that one.
Yeah. So, okay. Let me explain a little bit about edible drinks first. So, typically when you take an edible, it takes your body like 45 to 90 minutes to break down if it's infused with oil.
You gotta digest.
Yeah, this obviously depends on a lot of factors, like how much you've eaten that day already, if you drink any water. Yeah. But beverages infused with a water-soluble formulation. Wow. They take only 8 to 15 minutes to kick in.
Oh, nice.
So it's been 8 minutes, I think. So
probably.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is because the cannabinoids are first absorbed through the mouth and then like under your tongue and also the digestive tract. So you have to be careful, guys. If you're ever taking like anything, I was gonna say orally, but like I mean, you take edibles orally.
Yeah.
If you're doing something under the tongue or, like, in the mouth area, it's going to hit fast, okay?
Yeah, like a sucker. Like, those hit faster. I've had, like, a lollipop.
Yeah,
they definitely
hit
faster.
Lollipop?
I need to...
Yeah, so...
Oh,
also
wait, before... Shout out to High Street Cannabis on Queen and Bathurst.
Is that where you got these?
I love them.
Oh.
Yeah, over there, it's, like, family run. I love them over there.
Cute.
They're amazing. So go there if you want to pick one of the many on Queen.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And I was also going to talk about, if you're in Toronto, I'm sure you've heard of Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Maddie, it's...
I think we talked about Cafe.
I know. We talked about Cafe last week, I think. It is not a legal dispensary. It's an illegal dispensary. However, okay, so every time I went in there, they have like a literal cafe in the front and then the weed stuff in the back.
Like you can get coffee and...
Well, just wait. I thought that cafe was just a front. They serve weed-infused drinks and shit there. I didn't know that. I'm like, how many times have we gone there and we didn't get, like, a weed latte?
Yeah.
My God. I'm hoping to go in the next week. We'll see how much money I have. They're kind of expensive.
That's why we
never
did it.
But they're strong. They're stronger than these. Because these only have 2 milligrams or some shit.
I feel like also, do you think, like, if it's in a hot drink, it would be better because you gotta, like, I guess not if it's oil. I don't know. Because you know how you gotta, like, heat activate.
I don't know.
Heat to activate. But it's probably just oil. I think that's just a flower.
Because, okay, I heard a testimonial from a friend, and they said that they got an iced coffee from there or something with, it was like 60 milligrams. And
Holy cow, these are two milligrams.
They said they got fucked up on that.
That's
so
proper edible drink.
So we're going to try that. Yeah. What if, okay, wait, what if we ask for like an iced coffee, no ice, bring it here.
You're right.
Ice it at home.
We're going to do
drink it. Drink it on the podcast. Yeah. So if you, I don't know, that's just an option for y'all. I just thought I'd throw that out there if you're in Toronto.
That's a good idea.
However, this is a really good option if, let's say, you're not a drinker and you're at a party and you kind of want to feel included. Cheap. And it's fucking cheap. They're only like $3.
I think both of these together, it came to like $8.
Yeah.
After tax and like total. Because I was like, oh, I have no money. And then I was like, $8. It's cheaper than a joint.
When you smoke at a party, like, yeah, smoking's really fun at a party. However, you are constantly, like, or leaving the room.
If you can't smoke. Like, if you're living with your parents, you want to get a little sneaky high?
Hey. Yeah. It's just really annoying to constantly have to go outside to smoke. Or, like, you're in the smoke room with all the stoners, which is really fun. But then you have to go rejoin the party. Like, if you just want to stay at the party, you can still get high.
Chug. So,
should we, like, also take a hit now? Because I feel like these are definitely working.
They definitely are.
We were going to wait to start smoking, like, to see how long this would take to...
To see how strong, too.
Yeah. However, I'm saying they're pretty strong.
Mine feels like, you know, feels like I took an edible. Like, I feel like an... this is going to be weird, but edible, I can feel it on the top of my head.
Like an egg cracking?
And, like, the front, like, the top and front. Like, when I smoke a bowl, it's, like, directly to my eyes.
Mm.
But when I take an edible, it always, like, I feel like it starts at the top and then just slowly goes down my whole body.
I get that,
because then I'll be like, okay, I feel it. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't move my hands.
The first time I ever got high, all I could feel was, like, tingling in my back. And I'm like, someone's rubbing their hands down my back. What is that? No one was there.
That's so crazy that weed used to make us, like, see shit.
Oh, there was something I wanted to talk about. Just, this is a little story about me, guys. So when I was in high school, I had an international business class, and they
in high school.
Yeah, and it was a serious class. Crazy. And we would have to do a lot of presentations, and sorry, I'm making weird noises. They gave my group the country of, what is that country called? The Netherlands. The Netherlands. Okay?
Yeah.
And basically, we had to make...
girls.
Yeah. So, well, we'll talk about this later, actually. But,
We should do an episode in Amsterdam sometime.
Comment below if you want us to do an episode in Amsterdam.
We will also put our e-transfer links in the bio.
Also, comment below your credit card information.
Thank you.
What was I talking about?
The Netherlands. Yes. Your project.
So, Yeah, fair enough.
Thanks.
Fair enough. So they gave us a country, but they also told us that we had to make, like, a drink for class. Like, a product. I don't know. So, obviously, we put the two together, and we were like, we're going to create a beer that gets you high. And that was what our project was on with our straight-edge teacher. We stood up there and gave a seminar about, we named it Heineken.
Oh.
Yeah. Or the other one we were thinking was Bud, like,
for Bud Light.
Bud Light, yeah.
Wow, you're smart.
Yeah, we actually got a pretty good mark.
Bud Light. Next from Bud Light is... Bud Light weed drinks. Oh my god.
That'd be so cool.
Then you can get crossfaded all in one go.
Yeah, in our project, we had to say, though, it was just, like, a weed drink that was, like, flavored like beer.
Oh.
Because, I don't know, we had to do actual research.
Because your teacher didn't want to get crossfaded?
Yeah, I guess not. Come on.
Not everyone does.
Her name was Miss Darling. Come on, Miss Darling. You don't want to get crossfaded?
It's always those times when, like, you're at a party and then someone's like, it was the weed that did it. Like, they just die, and you're like, it was the hit. It was the hit that did it. I've been there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did not smoke today.
Meaning.
And my first hit of the day always makes me cough really bad. So I'm really sorry.
Die.
I didn't even finish it.
Well, she has the list of what we're doing. Or I can also give we already talked about a review of our drinks. I really like this one. I think there's a lemon flavor, but I don't think that the lemon flavor will taste very good.
Die. Sorry. Hello, everybody. Yeah. I'm back.
Liam's going to get secondhand high back.
Yeah,
there.
Sorry, Liam.
Yeah.
Okay. yeah, the drinks are really good. I'm going to continue to sip on this. I'll let you know. Update you. So, I also wanted to talk. I also wanted to talk about. Stop.
She has a note on her little notepad.
Don't read ahead on my notes, okay?
I was trying to get maybe me say something while you were dying.
Fair enough. Okay. So, we wanted to talk about some weed current events.
Look out, people. We're the news now.
Oh my god, this is like a little... Oh my god,
we should buy a teleprompter. And wear blazers.
Oh my god, hold on.
CP24, look out.
We create a new show called... yeah, Weed News. It's
called Too Much THC.
Guys, subscribe. Let us know below. Guys, that hit. I'm not...
Guys, subscribe.
Guys, subscribe. Okay, so weed current events. Let me talk about this, see if I can get it out. Germany's new government, so they just voted in, new government. They want to legalize weed.
Snaps for Germany.
Thank you. Go, Germany.
That's why I wanted to learn German.
But what I was surprised to find out is this is actually going to be the first major European country to do so.
Ooh.
We are the only country right now.
That's fully legalized?
There's states.
Yeah, I knew there were some states, but not everywhere.
I was like, what about the Netherlands? The Netherlands have decriminalized weed.
Right.
It's still not legal, so you can't produce, buy, or sell it. However,
but they're not going to arrest you for having it. You're not going to go to jail. No.
And also, they have, like, medicinal weed places where you can, like, legally buy it, but you have to have one of those cards.
So it's legal.
Yeah, so good for Germany. Not what I was expecting.
Germany.
Was not expecting Germany to be the first.
I really did think that other countries... had it legalized. I was actually thinking, I was like, oh, I should Google like what countries have legal weed, or like,
yeah.
So I was gonna look up what country, like, what consumes the most weed, what consumes which country.
I'm just kind of surprised because I feel like Europe is usually ahead on that kind of stuff.
But I guess if it's already like decriminalized,
yeah, it's been decriminalized for a long time.
Step as us going from no to yeah, sure, everywhere.
However, on the other hand, South Dakota Supreme Court just ruled against legalization today.
Oh my god, what else do you have, South Dakota?
I know.
Come on.
Literally, it's South fucking Dakota.
I know nothing about you.
What are you going to do there? Do they have like a fucking pot?
Do they have like a landmark?
Probably not.
I wouldn't know.
All I picture are like beavers. What's in South Dakota? What's the weather
even like?
It sounds like
one of those states that would remind me of Canada.
Yeah.
I'm like... Yikes.
And both of these things happened today, literally. So,
oh, really?
It's so crazy
to
me.
So it's so current.
Very current.
Well, by the time you're listening to
this, we're on it.
It will be less current.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But go Germany. Fair it's about time y'all did something good.
Stop it. You're fucking right, though.
I'm sure they've done other things.
Since then.
Since.
Should we do our songs of the week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So if you're new here, hello again. I'm Megan.
Hi, some may even say.
Yeah. Hi. Hello, all. We do songs of the week.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Just suggestions that we have. I tried to post a story asking people to send in suggestions. No one did, except for my friend Jack. So
love you,
shout out to Jack.
But we also put them all into a playlist on Spotify, mm-hmm. and it's linked.
So, yeah, go listen. They're all really good songs.
And we have an not every single episode, but whenever we started it, there's a bunch of playlists. So
yeah.
Go listen to them all.
You can go through.
Go listen to them all. It's actually so fun because, like, I don't know, we can go back and see that week what was
some are definitely happening. Have different vibes. So some
for
are,
sure.
Like, I think last week was Adele 25.
No.
Was it not? Did we last not talk week, about that?
No.
Oh no, that last week was like Rico ago. Nasty and Slater.
Yeah.
More of a pop vibe. This week will not be a pop vibe for
me. I did get some.
Okay, do you want to go first?
Okay, basically we both listened to Adele's new album, Adele 30. And
which I have a little fun fact about that. Spotify literally changed how you listen to albums now because of Adele.
You can't shuffle when you're listening to an album.
You have to listen to it all the way through.
I literally am like, I always take it off. I took it off shuffle before I started because I was like, you have to.
I think you can still shuffle if you want to. However, it will automatically play it all the way through instead of shuffling.
As it should.
Yeah.
Because didn't she say she was like, albums are written in...
Yeah, she said, we have a story to tell, yeah. So it has to be in order.
Well, she does. I mean, come on now. What an album.
Give yeah, holy Adele. Fuck. Adele, you did some shit.
How does she do it? How does she do it?
I don't know. Honestly, okay. I was going to say, I think I like 25 better. Mm-hmm. However, I have only listened to this once, and it takes a while for songs to grow on me. Mm. And I didn't even want to say, like, which ones were my favorite, because I don't know that yet. I'm going to have to listen to it sure several either. Times. But I will mention my standout tracks.
Yeah.
From the first listen.
Me too.
You go first.
Okay, my first... Okay, these are the ones I screenshotted. Mm-hmm. The first one I am going to mention, though, where is it? Oh, I like the, look at where
the screenshotted
it. The, something parking.
Oh, All Night Parking.
All Night Parking.
That's
you.
A good one. That was also my standout list.
I screenshotted the song while I was listening to it, and I literally just screenshotted with Errol Garner. The interlude. I don't know. There's something about that vibe. It's just, it's like, I feel like it's different from most of the songs.
It was pretty short too. Like a nice.
Cause it's, yeah, it's an interlude.
I almost wished it was longer. Like,
I love interludes.
I love ambient music. Like just sounds, because then you can like daydream.
But yeah, that was, I don't know, one of my first standouts. I'm sure we'll have a lot of the same.
Well, I listened to it in order. So all my standouts are in order. The first one being Oh My God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was a good song.
Is that the first song?
No, that's like the third song.
Is Love Is a Game the first song?
Nope.
Oh.
No. I can't remember. It's...
I don't know.
The first song...
Okay, let's just say them. We're going to talk about Adele for too long.
Yeah. We have a tendency to do that.
Oh my God, I love Love Is a Game.
Yeah. My Little Love... I think that's the one where she's too. On voicemail at
with
the
her
end.
Because apparently this whole album is, so her and her husband are getting a divorce and her son like doesn't understand it and like she just hasn't been herself. So this is like her lettered, like her, for her son, so that when he's older she can play it. And it's kind of like the story of why they're breaking up, but they still love each other. But it's just. Because he doesn't understand right now. So she's like,
yeah,
hopefully
he's
one
like
day he can listen
something.
To this and understand. And I was like, could you fucking imagine? This is how your mom, like, what she does. Your parents are getting divorced. She writes a whole beautiful, stunning album and makes mm-hmm. millions for you. Like,
yeah.
Shit.
True. That would be my
like,
favorite part.
Thanks, mom. Like, what?
So then I also had All Night Parking. Woman Like Me. Holy cow, that is a good song. I love that song. It's like, you should listen to that song while you're doing your makeup, because it's just about how no man deserves you.
Period.
And that's true.
Yeah.
And then the last one was Hold On, which is the one that's been like all over TikTok.
Yeah.
That noise of her just yelling at the end. I'm like, I would it's love good. For Adele to burst my eardrums and just scream right
into
my ear.
Yeah, if anyone
ear.
Was going to deafen me, I would want it to be Adele.
Yeah.
Period. Any way she wants. But I have, Taylor's I just choice. Have, I Drink Wine and Cry Your Heart Out. I think together we got the whole album. I mean, every song was good. I had to stop myself. I was just listening to the whole thing.
I know. I kept
in
trying
order.
To not write down every single song.
But
as well.
I did have some other, well, Baby, you know Baby? B-A-Y-B-E.
Oh
she
my
put
God.
Out a new song called Cherry Pie, which is very good.
I have not listened
I've
to that
also
yet.
Been listening to November by Tyler, the Creator. I thought I'd throw it in because November's almost over, people. How crazy. And the Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe remix with Jay-Z, also so good. I've been listening to it so much lately.
True.
But I just thought I'd throw in some non-Adele songs.
Yeah, I chose two that are not Adele. Kilby Girl.
I love that song.
Yeah, by the Backseat Lovers. That's just what I have been shuffling mm-hmm. all week. And then also All Too Well, Taylor Swift. If you haven't seen the... short film.
Oh my God, you're gonna be sobbing with
you
this
should
playlist.
Watch it. You should watch it. It was good. And it's a good song.
It was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to see what Jack.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you said Jack suggests a song.
So whenever I don't have like good and fresh music, I always message my friend Jack and I'm like, can you give me some suggestions? So I messaged him today and I'm like, you have to tell me like some suggestions because right now it's just Adele.
I know. I have not been listening to a lot of different songs.
And then I did not have time to listen to any of these. So I'm really sorry, Jack. I'm just going to mention one of the suggestions because I want to listen.
Next week you'll have
That's what I mean. Yeah. But basically, Unlimited Ammo by, what's her name? By Namasenda. I turned down.
Okay.
That album. It's an album, not just a song. It is a song too, but apparently it's a really, really good album. So thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. We'll definitely give it a listen.
Yeah. Also, comments from
you guys gave us a little comment last week.
Samantha Shirley gave us a comment last week, and it was so sweet. It literally made my day. You have no idea.
And she has a channel, so go watch her.
I wrote down what she wrote. She said, okay, 3 views. That's surprising. Love this. Proud to be part of the Muggle fam. Because we talked about how potheads are called Muggleheads last week. She has a channel. You guys should honestly watch her videos because after she commented that, I watched a couple videos of hers and she was genuinely really making me laugh. So, yeah, if you like whatever you're watching right now, you should definitely watch her.
Work.
Yeah.
That is so fun. Mm-hmm. Do you have more in your little notebook?
Well, we can talk if there's anything. I don't know. I've been talking a lot.
Well, I know. She has all the notes, so I'm just here. But do you have more?
I just had one more thing just in case we didn't have anything else to talk about.
I think I would love a hit first.
We can do that.
But I don't think, guys, I quit my job. I quit my second job, guys. I did it.
Round of applause for
Maddie.
And I
got another new one.
With permission from her therapist.
With encouragement.
Actually, yeah.
From my therapist, actually. I wrote, and my letter of resignation, people, I called them out. I said, listen, okay, one of my bosses would text me XO in the messages. Is that not a little weird? Is that not a little strange? XO? Can you work tomorrow? Yeah, sure. Thanks, XO. Like, hello? Why?
It's a little that wasn't weird the coming only from reason. Your boss. Yeah, especially if you're not close, like you barely see them.
I've been working there for 4 months. XO. Hugs and kisses. Like, why are you doing that? Just, like, send a smiley face.
Yeah.
But anyway, there were lots of reasons, but I'm gone.
So,
and
bye.
I'm going to be walking dogs in the morning.
Yeah, and then Maddie got a new job, so.
Yeah.
That's official, right?
Yeah, I love trying everything. I'm running out of jobs.
And hopefully, eventually, this will be our job.
Yeah, so by the time I'm sick of dog walking, you guys better have blown this to the whole, to Germany.
That's it. Germany. I'm dog walking and then I'm done. And nothing else.
I can't do any more minimum wage jobs. I'm literally running out.
Well, that's why I'm still where I am right now. Like, I love the people I work with and the place that I work. But I refuse to have to be trained on another minimum wage job. I'm like, I'm not going through training again. I am not doing this again. Sorry.
I like a new job training.
Yeah.
Because then you, like, get a pass at being bad for, like, a little while. Because you're like, oh, sorry, I just started. I have no idea. Let me go get someone else to do that.
I don't like it. I feel very awkward when I'm going through training.
Oh, I don't. I am, like I just ask 4 million questions, and I just watch people do stuff, and I'm like, awesome.
I literally don't do
anything for 2 days, and I just stare at whoever's training me. And then I'm, like, locked in. Because I hate not knowing what I'm doing. I hate being, like, the new one. So I just, like, my anxiety.
You just
know,
said you love training.
But, like, I hate being, like, in the way or, like, but now I'm at a point where I just go fast, you know? When I first started working, I was, like.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying I hate training. I hate the initial stages of a job.
I'm saying, yeah, I did. And now I've learned out a system for my brain to just do it quick. And just mess up a lot. And then people will just tell you every day, a reminder. I love it.
True. I do not. So.
It's just fun and fresh. But well, also, like, I'm not working
I feel like dog walking
at, like,
is
fast
not
food or anything anymore. You know, I went from coffee shop to receptionist to now a dog walker. So, like.
Wow, she's really rubbing it in. I still work at the coffee shop.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying, like, but if I had to get, like, if it was, like, another coffee shop, I would be like, I hate this. Because I kind of know what I'm doing, but not really.
Yeah, I am refusing. If I am getting a job with a salary, sure. But until then, I am done. Okay, the last thing that I wrote, I just wrote three down. I wrote down some funny high thoughts purely because you can find any of these online. Like, there's a million.
I was also thinking of doing high thoughts tonight.
Yeah.
I'm at the point of the podcast where I'm just leaning back talking to Megan and forgetting.
It's hard to remember, guys, when you're fucking high, okay?
I forgot Liam was even here.
Don't call us out like that.
It's so anyways. Weird just watching you guys.
Yeah, Liam is so sober. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, and Liam's awesome. Just sitting there, and we're so high right now.
This good. Can, wow.
Is it empty?
No, almost, but it's working.
Yeah, I do. This we're is some like good stuff. Even just one of these to, like, aid with your smoking is pretty fun. Like
after work, before bed.
It's crazy how fast they start working, too.
Yeah.
I barely took it. Like, I took, like, 3 milligrams? Sips, and I'm like, what's happening?
4 calories, people.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I can't find.
How healthy.
Oh, there is a lot of sugar in here, and it does not taste like it.
Think about how much it would be.
If then it was a regular
this
pop.
This is pretty good.
How much is in that
None,
one?
None, because it's just sparkling water.
This has 28 milligrams.
Because it's ginger ale.
Grams. Yeah. Okay.
Go, Seth. But this only has... Wait, how much THC does that have?
How much does yours have?
2.5.
Mine has 2 milligrams. And then the CBD is 1 milligram.
So Seth Rogen really knows how to hide the taste, I guess.
Yeah, because mine has less weed than yours. And mine tastes way more weedy.
And more sugar.
Yeah.
Anyway, work.
Okay,
what are you saying? The high thoughts.
Yes, let's get back on track. So for the high thoughts, you can, like, these come up on Twitter all the time. I always see articles that are like 31 high stoner thoughts that are going to blow your mind.
I'm also going to, you know, on Hinge, one of the prompts is shower thoughts. I need to start writing these down for the podcast.
Oh, like that you see that other people have written?
Oh my God. One guy said, speaking of, he did a voice memo. On Hinge, it was like shower thought. And he said, if a tree falls in the forest, and he goes, and no one's around to see it, does it really make a sound? And I was like, bro.
Everybody.
It's hear it. And everybody knows that.
Oh.
Like, and nobody sees it, did it really make a sound?
He
like, I was
that.
Like, no, you didn't even say it right.
Come on,
and it's
guy.
One of the most commonly said things ever. It's like, if you see it, does
Maybe
it really make a sound?
I don't know.
Maybe he's high.
Probably. Okay, so I chose 3 that made me laugh.
Can I read the last one?
Yes, you can.
Thanks.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to... Let me get a word in!
We're trying.
Oh my God. Okay, what I'm going to do is this week on the Instagram, I'm going to post and I'm going to leave an option for you guys to write down some of your high thoughts. Please leave
or
some.
Or ones you've found.
True.
They don't
that
have to
made
be
you
from
laugh.
Your brain.
Also, they don't have to be like funny like these ones. They can just be like one time. Well, you know, remember that one time that I did shrooms? Remember that one time that I did shrooms and I just kept seeing Maui from Moana? It's like, you can just write anything like that, something that you got stuck on while you were high. Anything. I'm curious. So the first one was, if money is the root of all evil, then why do they ask for it in church?
Because in church, they're greedy.
Yeah. That was like one of the first ones I found. The other one said, if you admit to being a liar, doesn't that make you honest?
It makes you honest about the fact that you're a liar.
Yeah. I feel like these high thoughts, all of them are like this, where if you really think about it, you're kind of able to figure it out.
What came first,
but
the chicken or the egg?
The last one's pretty funny. You can read that one.
If I hit myself and it hurts, does that mean I'm weak or strong?
I don't know. I would say strong over weak.
I would say weak over strong because I would never try to hurt myself when I hit myself. So if I hit myself and I hurt, that's weak.
I don't know if I followed that.
Another high thought to add on to the high thought.
Yeah. So just, I'm going to go check out our Instagram if you're not following it.
Yeah, actually do that.
Interact with our Instagram if you are following it.
Like, we usually try to put song suggestions.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're at 30 minutes.
You don't even need it. It's done. The camera's black. We should just wrap up
then. Yeah.
You honestly don't need to see us.
I mean, I swap it out. Okay, go for it, Liam. Go for it, Liam.
Swap it.
Yeah. The camera stopped recording, but you can still hear us.
Yeah. That's audio listeners.
Don't get scared. Don't get scared.
Don't be so scared. I know it's dark.
Are you scared of the dark? Yeah, so wait, what episode was this? This was episode 35?
Five more to 40.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm going to give these THC drinks a 5 out of 5. I do wish maybe they were a bit stronger, but...
But I'm sure we can find stronger.
Well, if we go to cafe, we'll try those wild ones and we'll see if...
Yeah. Oh my God, Tweed Inc.
Oh, so they're both by Tweed.
Thanks.
Shout out to Tweed.
Shout out to Tweed. Shout out to Seth.
Shout out to Weed.
Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Shout out to Germany.
Yeah, for real. Good on you, Germany.
We're going to Germany.
I mean, it's not like legalized yet, but they're taking the first steps to do that. So it might be a while. Don't like run to Germany right away or anything.
We'll
but
book a flight.
Yeah.
We're going to do a meetup
there. Book a flight for a couple months from now. And then you can go smoke in Germany. Sounds like fun. Okay.
Bye.
We love you guys. I hope you had a good time listening. Comment below, subscribe, follow us. Bye.
We love you. Sirs.